My grandfather was the first wealthy person I ever knew in my life. But by wealthy, I mean somebody who is financially secure, not somebody who earned a lot of money. For his entire life, he was a postman, and he loved being a postman. That was a job he wanted after coming out of World War II. Everything he wanted in life, he was able to do. My parents weren't the best financial planners. You know, people, if they're lucky enough, they can rely on their parent for a little bit of money. I wasn't able to do that. You know, my grandfather in many ways was like most people's grandparents. He'd slip me a $10 bill every now and again. He'd give me a $20 bill here and there. I always sort of knew in the back of my mind that, you know, if my planning with my money went awry, I had a backstop. I had a backstop in my grandfather, and if I needed a couple $100, he could probably help me out. My grandfather had Alzheimer's, and he started to get really sick. And his mind, which is always his greatest asset, it started to slip. And I remember it turned out to be 2 weeks before he died. I went up to visit him in a nursing home. And it was sort of in that last moment of our visit, and he said, "Everything will be okay." 2 weeks later, he passed away. Right after he passed away, I thought, who am I going to call? You know, I'm alone. The sort of bigger emotional issue hit me that I realized I don't have a backstop. I no longer have any sort of backstop. And it was jarring at first, but it was also very sobering because I thought, okay, you know, he's taught me these financial lessons and now it's up to me. I mean, that's where I realized that my grandfather hadn't just been a backstop, but he'd been a great teacher